Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Monday, March 18th. U.S. equity futures are flat to up. So you have S&P futures up 19 points. It's about 37 basis points. You have NASDAQ futures strongly outperforming, up 128 points, which is about 70 basis points. And Dow futures are flat. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices up about 10 to 20 basis points overall. Outperformance in autos, tech, real estate, energy. Underperformance in telecom, healthcare, media, insurance, luxury, and staples. And then in Asia, you generally saw green across the board. Japan traded very well. The Nikkei rallied 2.6%. The Hang Seng inched up just about 10 basis points. The Shanghai Comp rallied about 100 basis points. So two big stories for this morning. You had overnight China economic data for January and February. They combined the 2 months to adjust for the holiday, which skews some of the year-on-year comparison. So for January and February combined, industrial production was very strong. Retail sales were about in line. And then some of the investment figures were more mixed. So fixed asset investment came ahead of expectations. Property investment, though, was quite subdued. So the China data is certainly a modest positive. There's been now a string of economic figures out of China that have come in ahead of expectations, including the recent CPI. Remember, CPI, a higher inflation in China is welcomed by markets. It's one of the one countries where you can say that. And also exports in China were ahead of expectations a couple weeks ago. So string of economic data of China has been decent. That's somewhat positive for sentiment, although you also now have on the flip side, you know, people are worried that this could mean less stimulus or less urgency for stimulus steps by the government. The other big story was a report about how Apple is in talks to license the Google Gemini AI technology for its iPhone. Remember, there's been a lot of talk by in the marketplace, and Apple executives have alluded to that they will have AI product announcements later this year, most likely at the Worldwide Developers Conference in June. So the Bloomberg report this morning talked about how Apple is in talks with Google for Gemini, also with OpenAI. Apple has some AI technology of its own, but does not have the type of powerful generative AI chatbots that Google and OpenAI both have. So they could license that technology. So Google's up about 2.4% on that news. And then you also have the NVIDIA GTC conference that's kicking off the big keynotes at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern. So NVIDIA's up 2%. So big rally in tech this morning in pre-market trading. Google and NVIDIA leading the way. And then, you know, the whole week, you have a lot of big events coming up. BOJ is widely expected to hike rates tonight. And I think the market assumes there'll be somewhat benign forward guidance. So with the message being that any incremental hiking actions will be, will happen at a very gradual and cautious pace. And so you had obviously a big move in Japanese stocks ahead of that announcement. The Fed on Wednesday, I talk more about it in the piece. You know, I think probably the biggest wild card, or one thing that a lot of people are concerned about, is that the guidance for rate cuts this year, which has been for 3 rate cuts back in December, there's some concern that that could drop to 2 cuts, so from 75 to 50 basis points. I don't think that they have any reason to move that. I know you have had some modestly hotter than anticipated inflation figures out of the U.S., including the CPI, PPI, and import-export prices for February. But I think totality of the economic outlook is not one that really would justify a dramatic shift in the rate cut outlook, especially since the first move is not expected until June. So there'll be a lot of data between now and then. So those are the big three, NVIDIA, BOJ, and Fed. There are a lot of other events coming up as well. And there's a lot of other news out this morning, but those are the main highlights. So definitely take a look at the full Vital Dawn for more. And thank you, everyone, for listening.